Now that you have an overview of the codes in this dimension, let's move to the individual codes and consider them one by one. We'll start with mathematical content errors. As its name implies, the code is intended to capture an event in the segment that is mathematically incorrect. One example could be when the teacher solves a problem incorrectly and does not correct it, or if a teacher does not solve a problem completely. This is often easy to identify, especially if you solve tasks or problems as teachers are doing them on screen. Another example of a mathematical error is when a teacher defines a mathematical term incorrectly. For instance, imagine a teacher using the equation seen here to model how you can pair up 4 and 6 instead of 6 and 7 because the pairing of 4 and 6 results in a benchmark number. The teacher then defines this idea as the commutative property, which is incorrect because the equation actually demonstrates the associative property. When a teacher endorses an incorrect answer from a student and does not correct it within the segment, that could be considered a mathematical content error. Occasionally, you will need to use your judgment because teachers sometimes temporarily accept student errors, making a strategic pedagogical decision, and then come back later to correct them. We don't use the codes in this dimension to record these as errors. Another example occurs when a teacher equates two non-identical mathematical terms, for example saying squares and rhombi are the same thing. Finally, a mathematical content error is also recorded when a teacher evaluates a solution method as incorrect when it is actually correct. This sometimes occurs when students propose correct solution methods and teachers reject them, perhaps because they are unfamiliar with those methods.